Here's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's forecast calls for rain and snow showers before 7 a.m., high near 44. And then it turns to rain for tonight with lows getting down to 22. The precipitation may turn to sleet and freezing rain. And Friday, freezing rain in the morning, sleet from 10 to 1, and then snow likely after 1 o'clock. We'll check the details on Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast coming your way in just a few minutes. Stories that we're following for you today. In an election year, Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont is proposing tax cuts for state residents. He proposed that Wednesday. Lamont is going to propose a legislature increase the property tax credit on state income tax and expand eligibility. He's also going to recommend lowering a statewide cap on motor vehicle taxes. The Lamont administration is estimating two proposals will result in over $283 million in property tax savings for millions of Connecticut taxpayers. In addition, the governor is going to ask the legislature to accelerate the schedule for exempting pension and annuity income from the state income tax and to expand a business tax credit for employees who help repay student loans. Those proposed tax breaks would provide $52.3 million in relief to affected taxpayers. In a story in the Republican American, Sharon Town Hall is receiving a tech upgrade. Richard Perez and Patrick Ruger from Hughes Innovative Solutions of Poughkeepsie were in the large meeting room at Sharon Town Hall, setting up various components that will allow boards and commissions to conduct both virtual and hybrid meetings that can be clearly seen and heard. Since the advent of COVID-19, towns have been making ways to successfully hold such meetings. Perez says his firm has been installing these Zoom rooms in many locales, including colleges, offices, and schools. Jill Drew of Sharon's American Rescue Plan Act Committee was at Town Hall to help figure out the best places to strategically place microphones. ARPA funds originally were going to be used to pay for $8,000, but Treasurer Tina Pitcher said the money instead will come from CARES Act funds. The equipment includes a 70-inch TV screen, monitor, carts, cameras, speakers, and microphones. Drew said the acoustics in the room with its high ceiling are not very good, so the system should help with that as well. She said whoever is running a meeting will be using a laptop. In New York, redistricting maps would help Democrats gain ground in national midterms. A central New York congressional district, once home to a wide swath of right-leaning rural areas, will be dissolved and sectioned off in a redistricting process headed by New York Democrats. After an independent bipartisan commission tasked with drawing the maps failed to come up with a consensus in recent months, the Democrat-led legislature took over the map-drawing process and released new maps on Sunday. It plans to vote on the maps later on today. The new maps would widespread criticism from Republicans, as several Republican-held districts were redrawn to include blue neighborhoods, cities, or regions. They accused Democrats of gerrymandering in a bid to help retain control of the U.S. House in the November elections. The proposed maps would give Democrats an expected advantage in 22 out of 26 congressional districts, potentially losing Republicans 3 seats overall. The minimum wage in Massachusetts is $14.25 an hour, but for tip workers, it's just $6.15, and Massachusetts lawmakers are now weighing in on the pros and cons of changing that. Employers can pay restaurant servers and other tip workers just $6.15 per hour, less than half the state minimum. If tips do not bring a worker's compensation up to minimum wage, employers are legally required to pay the difference, but the system leaves the door open to wage theft and workers' dependence on fluctuating payments, which require keeping customers' content, leads to sexual harassment and wide pay gaps, according to critics. Tip workers, among whom a majority are women, and nearly a third are people of color, are 3 times likely to live in poverty as the rest of the workforce in Massachusetts, according to a report from Cambridge-based advocacy group One Fair Wage. The bill's supporters, however, believe that while the system works for some, especially at higher-end restaurants, it hurts others. There is a difference, in Farley Beauvue's words, between a woman of color working at a diner in Gateway City on a Tuesday morning and a white man working a fine dining restaurant in Boston's North End on a Friday night. How deer-shaped forests in the Catskills and beyond. The Cary Institute will offer a free virtual event on deer impacts on forest ecosystems. The ecosystem studies for a virtual event will happen on February 16th at 7 p.m. at the Cary Institute. Deer shape the future of forests. What they find appetizing or unpalatable can determine which plants survive and thrive. Charles Kenham from the Cary Institute, ecologist Dr. Lynn Christensen at Vassar College, and deer biologist Brendan Quinran from the New York State Department of Conservation Conservation Region 3. It's offered by the Catskill Science Collaborative and partners at Catskill Mountain Keeper. The event is free and open to all. A question and answer session moderated by Kerry, President and Director of the Catskill Science Collaborative, Josh Ginsberg, will follow the presentations. More Institute at kerryinstitute.org. Some meetings coming up in our area. In Salisbury at 10 a.m. this morning, the Pope Land Design Committee. Coming up tomorrow at 8:30 in the morning in Salisbury, a special joint meeting of the Inland Wetlands Commission and the Planning and Zoning Commission. There's a Region 1 Board of Education meeting that is happening tonight at 6:30 via Zoom. In Ankrum, New York, there's a Planning Board meeting tonight at 7 p.m. In Cornwall, Inland Wetlands and Watercourse meeting via Zoom tomorrow at 7 p.m. And the Board of Selectmen meet tomorrow also via Zoom at 7:30. In Sharon, the Housing Plan Steering Committee meets February 7th at 5:30. In North Canaan, on February 7th, the Board of Selectmen meeting at 7. And February 9th, the Board of Finance will hold their regular meeting. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. They've got a tapas menu, specials every day. And, of course, they have lodging. More information, interlakenin.com. And underwriting support from Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the day today at 35,629.33, the NASDAQ at 14,417.55, and the S&P 500 at 4589.38. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.